illegal crimes in the city. They were involved in many robberies and murders until they were eventually arrested in 1969. They were both sent to prison for life, and they both died when they were in their 60s. On a happier note, the youngest twins ever to become famous are the Olsen twins. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen were given the same role on the American TV series Full House when they were only 6 months old. They played the part of a little girl, and they played the same part for 8 years. The producers used both sisters to play the same part so that they didn't break the law on the number of hours a child could work. The show was very popular with American audiences. Today, the twins have grown up, and they have a fashion business. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Join me, Roy Thompson, at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for another 2 hours of Thompson's Choice. Bye for now.
File 11C, Listening.
And to finish off today's programme, we're going to take a look at some famous twins. Let's start with probably the earliest set of twins in history, Romulus and Remus. Now, the legend says that they were abandoned by their parents because twins were thought to bring bad luck. Fortunately, they were found by a female wolf, which looked after them when they were babies. According to legend, the boys grew up and later founded the city of Rome. After some time, they began to argue, and eventually Romulus killed Remus. As Romulus was the only brother alive, the city was called Rome after him. Let's move on in history to the 1950s, when a set of twins named the Cray brothers caused a lot of trouble in London's East End. Ronnie and Reggie Cray were both nightclub owners. They had expensive lifestyles, and through their nightclubs they met several American stars like Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland. However, they were also extremely violent people, and they committed many